Hey, so my aura is very dim right now. I hate Thanksgiving. I hate it. It makes me depressed. And I'm gonna do some of these open-ended questions that were just posted. And hopefully, if you're also bored, they'll be interesting for you to listen to. I'm gonna do one file. I think I'm gonna do the hard answers. I'm gonna do both of those. If I get bored enough, maybe I'll do the rest. Okay. You are forced to get a magic tattoo. It is roughly 2 inches square in size, so I'm imagining how big that would be. That would be like. Okay. When touched by any person, object, or other part of your body, you instantly become extremely nearly ready to come turned on. Where do you put this tattoo? Either on the back of my hand, because people don't, I'm not a touchy-feely person. I'm like a please don't touch me person. It goes, look, I don't like to be touched. And then it goes, please never touch me again. And then it goes, look, bitch, I told you not to fucking touch me. I will fucking eat your fucking eyeball out of your face if you touch me again. And then it goes, let's have sex. Not usually by the point that I would have to threaten someone, I've decided whether or not I want to have sex with them. So then no threatening. But yeah. I don't. Yeah. That makes me sound much crazier than I am. Sorry, I just yeah, back of my hand would be safe. Maybe on my neck. I wear my hair up most of the time anyway. So I don't think that would probably be pretty safe. Easy to get to if I wanted it to be easy to get to. Like if I was really bored or I don't know. Yeah, I think the nape of my neck would probably be better. And I won't have really embarrassing things when I need to get a hand stamp to get out of some place or something. You're at a zoo and terrorists take it over. In order to escape with your life, you must have sex with one of the animals. Which of the animals do you fuck? Well, there's a lot of things that go into that question. First of all, you have to fuck something that will fuck you back. And you have to fuck something that won't, do yourself a favor sometime and Google don't have sex with horses. Seriously, don't. Having sex with horses can kill you. This has been a Xantosa public service announcement. There's relative size and capacity to think about. Instinctively, I kind of want to say a tiger, and I have no idea why. But probably just based on sheer, wanting this to be as, not unpleasant as possible. Maybe like a chimpanzee or something. But why a tiger? What the fuck, brain? I don't know. A group of violent men are about to gang rape you. They hand you your phone. You must have someone listen to the entire gang rape or you die. Who on your contact list do you have listen to it? Oh, this is fun. Because, okay, first of all, I'm going to hit the panic button while I have my phone that sends my location to everybody in my contact list. And then I'm going to call up my friend who hates pretty much everybody on the planet. And other than the fact that he is lazy, his life role model is Megatron from the Decepticons. I'm not even kidding. He's pure Aspie nerd rage. And maybe a couple of my other guy friends who are also Hiding violent nerd rage if I thought that I could trust them not to hang up the phone in disgust. But this guy definitely would listen. Like, he's asexual, but like, he would. He was like, eh. He would probably listen analytically for clues. And then, I mean, we have to go. I spit on your grave on these guys later, right? Like, that's not. It's not an option not to go while I spit on your grave. I got gang raped by a group of violent men. I have to murder them all, right? You're in purgatory. There's been a clerical error. The only way to get back into line to heaven is to have sex and an orgasm with one of the following: Bin Laden, Mao Zedong, Stalin, and Hitler. Which one of them can make you come? I don't know. There's some pretty hot photos of Stalin out there from when he was young. Like, he was an attractive man. So I don't know. I don't know. That's all. Like, I don't know. Hitler probably can't make anyone come because he may, in fact, have died a virgin. Like, they're not really sure if he actually had sex with Eva Braun or not, from what I've read. And he hated dirty jokes, and he was generally kind of uptight. I know fuck all about Chairman Mao. I read The Red Scarf Girl in school. That's pretty much it. And I don't know, I read that the CIA trades Viagra to their like spies in the Mid East to have them spy on Bin Laden. But I really don't know about Bin Laden's sexual history at all, so I don't know which one of them would actually be better at sex. I think I just have to black out the fact that they're murderous dictators who've killed shitloads of people and just go with it. See what happens. I mean, like, the only way that I'm in the line to heaven anyway is because of a clerical error, right? You're a professional webcam girl. Your newest client has strange tastes. His latest task is to perform a tease followed by a sex act to get him off. You must use the following options: a lar objects, a large tub of vanilla ice cream, an entire roll of tin foil, and a cat. Oh Lord. Well, okay, so first things first, objectively speaking, the purrs that cats make are sexy. I mean, they come from cats, but they're kind of sexy. Like, if they didn't come from cats. And second thought, I could fuck myself with a roll of tinfoil. I could set it up so it, like, made mirrors. Or, like, use it to melt the ice cream. I could get the cat to lick ice cream off pretty much any part of my body because it's a cat and does not give a shit. I'm really bad at this kind of game. I could. Yes, melt the ice cream slowly, dripping it onto, I don't know, my pussy or my tits. Yeah. And then make the cat lick it off, I guess. And there's always a chance that the cat would just sit there and be like, bitch, I'm a cat. I'm just gonna watch this weird moving thing because it's moving. And if so, well, somebody will have to be satisfied with that then, won't they? Okay, and here is the other one from the other hard answers thing. Rate these kinks in order from those which appeal most to you and those which appeal least to you. Incest. Yeah. I like incest. Sorry. I like that's not even negotiable. Rape. I fantasized about rape, but it's usually like some weird like mind control rape where like the raping someone until they like it thing. I like that. Foot fetish, I guess. I don't know. I don't really get foot fetish, but it doesn't creep me out at all. Like, I've never really been like, yes, foot fetish, let's do this. But like, if someone was like, hey, And I do refer to things to your feet and be like, okay. Water sports, I guess. And then bestiality and then scat. I don't want to have to clean up after scat. I don't. But bestiality, like, I don't know. I'm sure, I don't know. We've discussed that with a non-human creature or like a, like, I don't know, like something that was at one time human. Doesn't creep me out at all, but like a kitten or something. Let's not do that. You and your immediate family, mom, dad, siblings are captured. You must have sex with one of them or you all die. Who do you have sex with? Okay, so is this with all my living siblings or like can they bring people back from the dead? If it's with all my living siblings and immediate family, my dad, I guess. I haven't seen my dad in a long time, so I don't even know if that would still be fucked up anymore. And he's an adult and he's kind of a horrible person. So, yeah. And then, if I don't, you're cursed and can no longer eat or drink anything but cum. For this question's sake, we'll bet in reality and say you only need 1 gallon of cum a day not to starve to death. How would you get that much cum? That is a fuckload of cum. How would anyone get that much cum? Like, that's like. Okay, you gotta figure, like, guys cum maybe like a tiny amount of fluid, like the amount that you would use when putting on lip gloss, like twice that tops. When they actually come, like three sprays of perfume, and like perfume is sold by like the ounce. And how many ounces are in a gallon? I'm gonna cheat and Google it. And my router is being a cunt stick. Yeah, it would be a lot. So you would have to take like, it'd be like 4 loads an hour or some ridiculous thing. I don't even know. Like, I think I'd just have to stop saying no to anything. Like, that would be the long and the short of it. Like, there are probably that many thirsty dudes on like Whisper or Craigslist in my area that I could just be like, you know what? Screw it. All of you come over every day till you get sick of me. And they will get sick of me, but that's okay. That's just biology, right? So I guess that would work for like a day. Eventually, I'd probably have to just be like, okay, I'm going on the Howard Stern show or something, and just be like, okay, guys, I can only survive off a gallon of cum a day. After that, I start to go into malnutrition, and like, I'm currently like Kate Moss skinny, and I don't like it. Like, please send me your donations of cum. Please? I just have to keep, like, I don't know, become the world's weirdest prostitute. Oh, but then I'd still have to, like, find a way to get a job and, like, pay rent and. Ooh, because no, because you can't live by cum alone. You have to like have like laptops and clothes and like a bed to sleep in. Oh my God. Would I be able to get enough loads to like. Oh my God, you have to take like 9 hours out of your day for like sleeping and eating and stuff. Well, not eating, but like showering and basic personal like hygiene needs and stuff. Holy shit. Oh my God, that would be so difficult. Seriously, I don't even know if that's possible. Maybe if you robbed a sperm bank. I'm gonna think about that more. Thank you. This is fabulous. Bless you for coming up with it. God damn.